what we did was we would have looked at over €80 million that was spent by local authorities in terms of waste management planning, regulation and enforcement over 2 years of 2015 to 2016, and examined per capita and how much each local authority was investing. And what we would have seen in relation to that was over that period that Donegal County Council spent €4.20 per person on those two categories of spending. Now, that was well below the national average and certainly well below a lot of its peers, where you would have seen the likes of Galway County Council spending would have been the next worst, spending just over €6 per person in the same year. But that went right up, and you know, the national average was upwards of €17.22. So Donegal was quite well below the national average. Now, there are things to factor in relation to that. Obviously, the needs and the demographics, and certainly the location of Donegal makes it a little bit different to other councils in terms of what it has to regulate. But we would have looked at those regional differences and seen that even within that, take for instance Leap. Sorry, there's a big cheer in the background. That Leitrim would have spent over €21 per person on the same categories of spending. So there's quite a disparity between the various local authorities and how much money they were spending in this area of waste enforcement and regulation.
In terms of other findings, you did say as well that two members of staff are currently employed by Donegal County Council to regulate 44 waste permits in the area. How does this compare to other counties? And you yourself, from your findings, how many staff members would you say that need to be employed to bring it up to scratch?
But it's not really what we would have seen is, in terms of the, like, things do vary quite considerably, and like, in some areas, you know, in relation to staff, the environment division, and certainly this area of waste and environmental enforcement, is divided in the local authorities between water, litter and waste. Now, in the waste area, Donegal had two people, but it had quite a large number of permits. So it had 44 licensed or permitted waste facilities that it was responsible for. Now, that, you know, there were some counties and comparable counties would have employed you know, considerably more. Some would employ considerably less. But where, I suppose, for instance, Leitrim would have employed less people, but would have a lot less, only four waste facility permits, would have a lot less waste facility permits to look into. But you would have seen that, you know, Roscommon, for instance, would have employed double the amount of people than Donegal for far less permits. So there was a big disparity. So it isn't just the amount of numbers that Donegal has employed in this area, but the workload that it has employed. Now, on that area, Donegal County Council, and we asked Donegal County Council about it, it said it had secured funding from the department to employ additional staff to help regulate the waste industry in Donegal. And as I understand it, adverts for those were published, or at least adverts for published for additional staff were published in April.